The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We've been free to go worship. We've been free to do a lot of the things that as Christians we feel like are important. Those are being tested right now.
James and Betty discuss the responsibility that believers have to work together in making a difference in our world and never take our freedom for granted.
Oftentimes we just argue about this person's opinion or that person's, and we tend to hold up a person's opinion or their words even over the word.
Next on Life Today.
Well, Betty and I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. We've been, believe it or not, we've been coming into people's homes for over 50 years. Betty, I don't know that we've ever, you know, had a week preceding a moment of decision more important. Let me just kind of zero in with you right here for a second. You know, we really are going to make a choice on Tuesday. And we have a responsibility to choose wisely because our leaders and the system that we have, which is the greatest, has been the greatest in history, they determine the direction, the policies, the laws that control us and can either lighten our load and brighten our day and our future, or they can increase our load and actually put a source of power over us, Betty, that robs us of freedom. And you really have, when you've got the really a Marxist mentality, a socialist mentality, where you're depending upon, of all things, a Caesar, a Pharaoh, a source of care and oversight and control other than God and His Word, which is as prayer was cast out of the school because the schools, because we didn't consider it important enough at home anymore. And then shortly after that, we start terminating the lives of the most innocent beings on the planet, 60 million of them. How do you make these decisions? Well, because suddenly the things that really matter didn't seem to matter enough to the people who claim to believe that we have a Father and a God and His Word that gives us a path, not only of His righteousness and rightness, but of His blessings flowing freely upon us and through us like a river. Well, something's happened. And we're actually voting this time on the First and Second Amendment and the entire Constitution, actually. Freedom of religion, speech, and press. And we've obviously, some forces are controlling these elements that limit religious freedom, that cause the press to be untrustworthy, speech to be censored or controlled or nullified or shut down if it's not according to certain, and I say, overreaching, overpowering, ever-increasing, controlling government. So, Betty, if we're going to make this great decision, do you believe it is really important?
Absolutely. You know, I think that through the years, we've been here a long time on this earth, that we kind of have to have a tendency as a free nation to take that freedom for granted, to get complacent about it. And I don't think there's ever been a time in our life that it has seemed so urgent and so important that we pay attention to what's going on in our country. As Christians, I believe we have that obligation. We've been free to go worship. We've been freed to do a lot of the things that as Christians we feel like are important. Those are being tested right now. And I think we need to wake up as the children of God and take notice and say, this is very important. It's important. We are responsible for the outcome of a lot of these elections. If we don't vote, we are voting to say we don't care, but we got to get out there and vote and make the difference.
I want you to realize, it's very important you realize this, the positive direction and progress that we were making before the pandemic. And by the way, we're making miraculous recovery right now. But the progress we made was answered prayer, where God said, my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray, And they really were. And God miraculously, and not always with the instruments or the individuals you think you might use, but He was miraculously restoring us and limiting the overreaching power of Caesar or Pharaoh, you might put it. An out of control, too much in control government, too much regulation, limiting the productivity of the people. Okay, we saw a lot of positive progress. And we're going to see it again. If we understand that we've got to follow principles that teach the importance of the dependence upon God as our source and all of us loving God and really loving our neighbor and working together. Now, here's something. This is what you got to hear. If you hear what I'm about to share, you're going to understand one of the main reasons the church and then just basically the chaos prevails in leadership circles. Lack of reason, lack of understanding. Lack of what you would call common sense and sanity and wisdom. Here's what Paul is saying when he's writing to Timothy. Now, he's writing when Rome is burned. He's writing when he's about to leave. He's at his last days. Betty and I, obviously, if we live to be 100, we're over 75. We've lived three-quarters of our lives. So we'd be in our last days any way you want to slice it. A lot of times people take last days to mean, well, Jesus is coming back, so we just kind of sit back and wait for Him to get us out of this hellish mess, this chaos. That is not what Jesus taught. He said, don't get caught up to His disciples before He ascends about this coming kingdom. You be my witnesses and my ambassadors, beginning in Jerusalem, at home, the neighboring communities, to the ends of the earth. I have left you here to be full of the one like me, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, another just like me in you, so you take the power of the kingdom that's not only at hand when the King showed up, but it is in you, not of the world. You let this kingdom power and presence prevail. That's the kingdom manifestation. I'm going to close with a powerful illustration that even clarifies, I think, in a much clearer vein than you perhaps have ever heard it as we close. But here what I want to take in this second Timothy chapter 2, where Paul is talking in chapter 3, he just kind of lists what happens in the last days, which the Old Testament prophets made very clear, whenever we're away from God, what happens. And then you see so clearly in Romans 1, what happens when you change God's truth into a lie and you're given over to all these horrible controlling factors and ultimately where you can't even think straight. So that third chapter is clear, but listen to what he's saying to the New Testament church. So he's saying it to us. Betty, I don't think there's a single thing in my nearly 60 years of ministry that I've seen keep Christians apart any more effectively than this. Listen closely. 2 Timothy 2:14, remind them of these things and solemnly charge them in the presence of God. God is present. In the presence of God, we're seeing a charge. Not to wrangle, strive, argue about words. Doesn't say about the word. Normally, we're arguing about words, about the word. But sometimes we think we're simply discussing or arguing, but we are arguing, wrangling about words. Oftentimes, we just argue about this person's opinion or that person's, and we tend to hold up a person's opinion or their words even over the word, their opinion about the word. So if we don't let the deceiver, the divider, the one bringing dissension and strife, if we don't let him prevail, then truth and light and life and love and the transforming effect of that truth is prevailing against the deadly intent of the gates of hell. All right, don't wrangle over words, but now don't miss this next phrase. Betty, I think we've missed the horrible outcome and effect of church leaders arguing about words, their opinion, somebody else's opinion, making one teacher the sum total of the truth, rather than knowing that there are many gifted teachers and anointed gifted people that are literally streaming the truth of God. That's why we started the website, The Stream, which is a biblical worldview from brilliant, wise tributaries. None of them are perfect. They are contributing the insight God gave them, streaming into the river of God's wisdom and His love and His knowledge, not so we can argue about it and pick, I'm of Paul or Apollos or Cephas. Stop the nonsense. Here's the problem. When we wrangle over words, which is useless That'd be enough if it just stopped there. This is useless. It doesn't accomplish anything. But the fact is, it does accomplish something. It leads. It's useless, and it leads to the ruin of who? The hearers. All the people looking in at church folks, church leaders. Kind of like when you look in at Congress. I mean, nobody really makes any sense because of the way they're going at it. God invited all of Israel and all of the wicked world to come to the table of reason. After he's just showed them all the horrible things that are going on, he said, an oxen knows his master, but my own people don't know me. Well, that's true today. But we just continually argue. He says, come to the table of reason. You know why we don't? We listen to church leaders wrangling over words. And a lot of people don't want to go to church. They hear one church talk about the other church up the street, one preacher talk about another. Dear God, please help us. When we wrangle and argue about God's Word, about words, rather than being redemptive, even when we're being in a mode of correction, calling for repentance and a return to God, which is 100% right, we do it with unconditional redemptive love. We want to restore the people who've gotten away from God. We don't call them heretics and devils. Now, there are some people who are that. They've chosen to deliberately attack the Word of God. And so you have to reprove them, rebuke them, correct them. But you do it with redemptive, unconditional love. God, help the church and church leaders to stop wrangling, arguing over words and opinions. And God, help our national leadership and Congress to stop it in Jesus' name. The church coming together and repenting of this nonsense, that doesn't mean you take lightly anything in the Word of God. You take everything so seriously in the Word of God that you know if faith works by love, truth works by love, proclaiming truth, not only in declaration, but demonstration of the transforming power of truth received in love, producing the fruit of love and joy and peace and patience. Not the flesh, the strife, the envy, not just the immorality, but all the tension and meanness and anger, all that stuff. God says, I deliver you from that. Now, that's what we need. Betty, one of the things that God has brought to us in these days, both of us, hitting that 77th year. And I know she looks a lot younger, but that's where we are. God has revealed to us, and I've really tried to make this clear, when we as teenagers lost our life for Jesus' sake, we didn't understand what losing your life for His sake meant fully. We've come to understand more clearly that losing our life was to lose it in His kingdom purpose, not going to heaven, but His kingdom purpose right here on earth. So please hear me. We can reveal the King and the King's purpose. And when He taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that wasn't wishful thinking. That was the Father's desire. You can see the kingdom of heaven manifested here. Betty and I now will soon have 9 great-grandchildren and the 11 grandchildren. 9 greats around the end of the year, beginning of next year. We have 7 now. Well, our daughter, our beautiful Robin, went to heaven, as you know, about 8 years ago. She was 40. She was our miracle baby, and she was always a miracle. Robin left 3 teenagers. She only got to see one of them graduate from high school. She wanted to see them married. One of the last things she said in the end of her journey was, Mom, you think I'll get to see my grandbabies? Well, Robin, you're seeing them. Well, she's got 2 little granddaughters. One of them's about 2.5. The other one's about 8 or 9 months.
7 months, yeah.
Okay, well, but when this airs, it'll be she'll be another month older. But here's the thing. These beautiful little girls, the oldest one, 2.5, is Ella. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is Lily. Mm-hmm. And we just had, you've seen the pictures of them there. Obviously, the little long-haired, big dimples, that's the older one, that's Ellie. And then the little one, and that little one was sitting in our family room. with Mama, with Callie, our daughter's last little girl, last child, last baby, two boys and then this beautiful little girl. And as we were playing with that beautiful one and enjoying Callie with her baby, I said, you know, I said, Callie, it's hard to imagine knowing how much your mom loved just having kids and being around them and loving everybody, and she showed them love. It's hard to imagine that she's looking down here now, but that she could be happier there than she would be here with these beautiful little grandbabies, our greats, her grandbabies. And I said, it's just really hard to imagine. And Callie said, she's happy, Papa. I said, I know that. But all of a sudden, and Betty, I'm trying to teach people, God will speak over your conversations. When you let God know what Jesus showed him every time he went to him, Father, I want to know what's on your heart. For years now, that's how I go to him. I'll share my heart. 90% of the time, I just want to hear his. Once he finds out you want to hear his heart, he'll let you in on it, especially when he believes you want to see his heart's desire and his will fulfilled. Heaven, the kingdom of heaven on earth, his will. He said this to me. You were saying you can't see how to be much difference. He said, for Robin, she spent the majority of her life bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. She impacted everything around her with the power and presence of the kingdom of heaven. She was living what I told you to pray for. James, you didn't miss that far. In heaven, the absence of everything awful, deadly, destructive, deceptive. Every one of us can bring glimpses of his glory and grace. We can bring the power and presence of the kingdom, his kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven. Betty, our little miracle baby did that. Our children have done that. Our grandchildren are doing that. Many of you have brought his will in heaven to earth. Father, we're praying that your will be done on earth through every believer listening to this message, and that all with ears to hear will hear it, what the Spirit is saying to the church, what you're saying to us and desire to flow through us, not just in word, but demonstration in Jesus' name. Many of you bring the reality of heaven to people on this earth in a hellish situation. Many of you unknowingly have seen the Father's will done on earth as it is in heaven. Betty, we have an opportunity right now to reach out and rescue people that have been trapped by the enemy, by evil, by destruction. And we can lift them up into the presence of kingdom reality, his kingdom. I want you to listen to a beautiful girl who was trafficked, who's now our mission partner, rescuing children and girls from sexual trafficking. You need to listen to this because you're going to see the kingdom of heaven in this beautiful missions partner.
My story really starts from the age of 7. I was left alone at home a lot, and a lot of predators really came through the house. Specifically, a very distant uncle. He would be there to take care of me, but then he started to do things, and they were things that I really didn't understand at all. My childhood was really cut short, and by really being abused and molested by this man, it really tormented me.
A traumatic experience can profoundly shape one's worldview. For Life's missionary partner, Giselle Meza, childhood trauma has left her heartbroken for victims of sexual abuse and human trafficking in South Asia. Giselle recently connected over the internet with our mission team to share the story of a child we'll call Devna.
We had gone into this village
and we had found this little girl, Devna, on the side of the road in conditions that you could never imagine. And she had been taken by her trafficker. And then along the way, he decided to rape her multiple times and leave her to die alongside of the road. Devna's story is one where we rescued her from one of the worst situations. And now that she's in our home and has had 4 years with us now, she has blossomed into the most beautiful, precious little girl that now has developed her personality. She's safe. She loves to dance. She loves to sing.
Rescue efforts like these are the direct result of compassionate support by Life Today viewers. Shortly after we spoke with Giselle, her team rescued another child from traffickers who was just 4 years old. Human trafficking does not stop for global crises. And with your help, neither will our fight against it.
It's just almost impossible to fathom, imagine how anyone can take advantage of a precious little child and be attracted. It's just the essence of evil, the evil one in control. And then, Betty, to think that these money-minded worshipers of money can use them. I don't think there's any need for us to, you know, lose our train of thought thinking about how, why, when we have the answer that she just shared. You helped us reach, rescue, and begin the restoration process. What do you pray that everyone watching will do right now?
I pray that you will take the opportunity to join with us, and let's reach out and help these precious children that didn't have the opportunity to have beautiful growing up years of their young lives. I think about them and I think, God, I am so blessed that I didn't have to experience anything like that, that any of our loved ones, our family, had to experience anything like that. I'm grateful, so grateful, that I want to help others to avoid it. So I want to be a part. James and I always want to be a part of reaching out and helping these precious little ones to know the joy of growing up in a normal childhood and to know the joy and the love of Jesus Christ. So please join with us. Let's take this opportunity to reach out in love and help these little ones.
You saw what our beautiful mission partner's doing. She's planted her life in the midst of that suffering because she knows what it's like. But here's the thing I want you to understand. She can only stay there and put God's arms around these beautiful, precious children and girls. She not only helps get them out, but she's part of the restoration process where she actually teaches them a trade, how to make a living, how to live. But it all happens because somebody watching Life Today would say, okay, I'm going to set them free. I'm going to be a part of that cycle. It takes $128, that's the average, to set one free. We've got some caring friends of life who said, we'll double what you give because we believe in it. That means if you gave $128, you didn't rescue one, you rescued two. We ask you to give $1,280 if you possibly can. This is our last week now. We're going to need some miracles today. You give the $1,280, now it won't just rescue 10, it'll rescue 20. We have some gifts to send you to say thank you. What I'm asking you to do right now is get your bank card, use it like a check, make the gift God put on your heart. We have some beautiful gifts that will bless you. Could save your life and add years to your life and life to your years. Actually could. And a prayer box too. You're going to love this because you're going to take things to God and watch Him work. Would you go get that card? If you want to write a check, get a check, make it to Life, but call the number and tell us you're mailing it in. You can go online and make the gift, or you can call that number that's a prayer line always paid for by love and make the gift God puts on your heart. Please do it now. This is the last week. Father, we need a miracle of support, a miracle of love, in Jesus' name. Thank you for becoming someone's miracle.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated and essential book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive this beautiful prayer box. Inscribed with the words from Philippians 4:6, this wonderful keepsake includes pencil and paper to write down prayer requests you want to give to God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request a Mother Strength bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Thank you so much. Betty, I can imagine the joy that's going to come to somebody because you shared joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And I promise you, you give him joy. This could add years to your life and life to your years. Natural Remedies. Wow. So in line with what God says. And then the beautiful prayer box. And then a Mother's Strength, beautiful bronze. Thank you so much. Remember, decision day, real important next week. Thanks for watching.
Introducing the new Stream app for Apple and Android phones. Now you can access all the wonderful content from the Stream in a handy, easy-to-use app. Special app-only features allow you to customize your user experience, bookmark your favorite articles, adjust font size for easy readability, and quickly share articles with your friends and family. From breaking news to in-depth analysis, the Stream app provides a Christ-centered biblical worldview that will equip you to think clearly about the day's most critical issues. Search for the Stream News and download it today.
And I had that confidence because of my faith to step up to that podium every day.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.